We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, with head coach Chip Kelly. Our one-on-one presented by Gatorade Coach, a great win against the New York Giants. I'd like to start there if we could. You know, let's talk about one of your assistant coaches. We hear from Pat and we hear from Bill. Bill Lazor has a chance to work with all three of these quarterbacks, and his job is to not only get the starter ready, but to keep everyone sharp. And must be just great to see Nick goes into the game, comes right out throwing the football, and you can look back and say, hey, Bill Lazor, great job working with this kid.
Yeah, Billy's done a great job since he got here. Great technician. Really works with the fundamentals with Mike and Nick and Matt. Very, very, very smart. And has a plan for all those guys in terms of how he prepares those guys. Because it is difficult to get the number two and the number three guy ready. But I think he spends an inordinate amount of time with those guys, you know, during special teams periods and whatnot, are really drilling Nick and Matt so that if the situation does come up that those guys are prepared to play. And I think, you know, Billy gets a lot of credit of it. And I also think Nick and Matt, if we ever had to go to Matt, you know, they understand that. And we talk about it all the time, that they're a chin strap away from playing. And, you know, I think Nick's prepared that way. And obviously it showed on Sunday.
Is it as much mental preparation, I guess, as it is physical? Because they aren't able to take reps with the ones during practice that much.
They do take reps with the ones because of how we do practice, but they don't obviously don't get the predominant amount of reps. The predominant amount of reps go to the number ones guys. So there's a lot that goes into it, you know, from the mental standpoint. And then also trying to simulate a lot of things, you know, in different periods that aren't team-oriented, you know, and a lot of that work is done during special teams and trying to make sure that they can make all those throws. So it is difficult to make sure your twos and threes are ready. You hope you don't have to go to a two or a three. But if you do, you know, a lot of it's on the player, too, in terms of how they prepare. You know, what is their mindset? Do they really truly believe that they are one play away from going in the game? And I think Nick knew that since the day, you know, we made a decision on who the starting quarterback is going to be. We talked to Nick about that. You know, and in this league, I think you have to have two quarterbacks to be successful.
Chip, what do you think it meant to your young team? You're on the road, division game, you know, desperate team on the other side of the field, and you're trailing all of a sudden in the third quarter, yet you turn it around and score the last 17 points of the game. That's got to mean something for you building this program.
I just think, you know, it shows a lot about how our players understand that in this game that it's, you know, it's going to take a full 60 minutes. You know, you're not going to – very rarely do teams run away with it. You know, you always have an opportunity if you just stay consistent and believe in the game plan. And I think our guys did on both sides of the ball. And I thought our defense played really, really well in the fourth quarter, and our offense thrived off of that.
Last week we talked about some of the numbers that you value, some of the statistics you value. You mentioned response after turnovers. Then you go out and get 17 points after turnovers. You've been hammering it home. Must be very gratifying to go out and do it.
Yeah, we practice that. You know, I think as I tell our team all the time, you know, it's not just the turnover battle. You know, if our defense goes out there and makes a great play, we need to build upon that. You know, so if they go out there and cause a fumble or intercept the ball and then we go out and go three plays and punt, we really didn't do anything with what they gave us. So, you know, we had the interception and then the first play out, we scored a touchdown from Nick to Brent. And then the same thing happened, you know, on the next interception. I think that's extremely important because you have to capitalize when the situation presents itself. And I thought, you know, that's great team football. Our defense doing what they're supposed to do. They create turnovers, and then our offense taking those turnovers and turning them into points.
Let's talk about that touchdown pass to Celek. You go right to the end zone. Field call, or are you a guy who likes to go to the end zone?
No, it's just something we worked on this week and felt like it was just the appropriate time to call it. So it's not, you know, a set thing that, hey, when you get the ball after a turnover, you're going to go for the end zone. It's just we felt at that point in time it just kind of fit in terms of what we were doing.
Both Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams, good games last week, challenged down the field a lot. Now you've got two big receivers in Tampa Bay. How's that matchup look to you with your big cornerbacks and their big wide receivers?
Yeah, I think it's each week it doesn't get any easier. You know, I think there's so much talent throughout this league is that you face two really good ones in Cruz and Knicks, and now you come back with Jackson and Williams. And, you know, I think Fletch, you watching him kind of show up on a consistent basis, which is what we thought we were going to get out of Bradley. But, you know, until they get challenged, you really don't know what you're going to get. But I think we wanted to get bigger at corner. We wanted to get taller. We wanted to get longer. And I think because of matchups like this, you know, there's a lot of big physical receivers not only within our division, but in other teams that we have to play. So, you know, excited about seeing that matchup this week.
How's Kerry played? I mean, obviously comes over big-time free agent, good season last year. How's he done?
Kerry's done a nice job. You know, he's ultra competitive. He's you know, works it extremely hard during the week in practice in terms of preparing for the game. You know, he's a professional in terms of how he approaches things, and he ups the game, you know, in one-on-ones and three-on-twos and seven-on-seven situations because he is so competitive. So I think some of our guys are thriving off of him.
Coach, we've talked here. Obviously Nick Foles has one set of skills, and Michael Vick's appear to be quite a bit different athletically in some ways. And Eagles fans look at it and say, boy, how could the offense not be a bit different with one or the other in on the field? Can you kind of explain just in layman's terms for the uninitiated, how does that work? How can the offense continue to function, play calls the same, whether it's Nick or whether it's Michael? If you kind of understand what I'm saying, the fans look around, they see Michael running the football and being very athletic.
But Michael doesn't run many design runs. You know, I think some of Michael's runs just occur out of drop back games. So, you know, it's one of Michael's advantages is if you're going to play man coverage and cover everybody very, very closely, then no one's responsible for the quarterback. And again, he hurt the Giants with that extremely well on Sunday. You know, we had a 3rd and 19, I think it was, and Mike took off for about 35 yards and got a first down. But in terms of the play calls, that's not different. You know, very rarely, I think we maybe had 3 design runs from Mike previous to him going out. So I don't see that as being a big factor in terms of our play calling.
Michael Vick, hamstring injury, obviously people talking about it. How do you monitor this thing the rest of the way of the week?
You know, we got a great training staff and a great bunch of doctors that will, you know, kind of keep us in the loop. And we always defer to in any injury situation. That's always the doctors and the trainers. They tell us when a player is healthy enough to return back to action. So the one thing about Mike is you never question his work ethic. He was here every single day in the offseason. He was probably the number one guy in terms of our strength coach is talking about putting the time in off the field, and he's doing the same thing from a rehab standpoint.
Chip, 5 games in, how do you look at the offense? How's it performed? I mean, the press conferences, there's a lot of questions about this and that, and I look at it, eighth in the league in scoring points. I know that's not exactly where you want it to be. Moving the football up and down the field, I see a lot of great things. How about the way you look at the offense?
I think we're pleased, but we're not satisfied. We need to do a better job of converting in the red zone. You know, there's still little things. We're still very young on the offensive side of the ball. We've obviously had, you know, a ton of production from a yard standpoint. I think we lead the NFC in yardage. We're 2nd overall with the Broncos. You know, we're moving the football up and down the field, but we got to come away with 7s instead of 3s in the red zone.
How's Tampa Bay look to you?
It's a good football team. You know, their record does not indicate them. They lost by a point to the Jets, who obviously are a pretty good football team after watching them beat Atlanta on Monday night. They lost by 2 to the New Orleans Saints, who are undefeated. You know, they've played a lot of really, really close games. Lost to the Cardinals by a field goal. And then the other losses to the Patriots. So, you know, every team they've played has had a winning record. They're in every single game. You know, it's just for them, it's a matter of, I would say it's the same thing as us. It's about finishing games. And I think they've got talent, you know, both offensively and defensively. They got an outstanding offensive line. They got a really solid defensive line in Gerald McCoy. They've got linebackers. They got Revis in the secondary, who's a new addition for them. They can run the ball with Doug Martin. We've already mentioned their 2 receivers. So another really, really good team that we're facing this week.
Good luck on Sunday, Chip Kelly. We thank you very much for joining us here. Exclusive one-on-one presented by Gatorade on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.